Hello, I'm Danielle Jawowiecka with the BBC News. North Korea is reported to have test-fired a number of short-range missiles. South Korean media quote the Joint Chiefs of Staff as saying that the missiles flew between 70 and 200 kilometres. Here's Laura Bicker.
South Korea says it monitored what it described as multiple short-range projectiles which were fired from North Korea's east coast. Initial estimates claim the missiles flew up to 200 kilometres and landed in the sea. If confirmed, this will be Pyongyang's first missile test in over 500 days. It comes amid a diplomatic breakdown between North Korea and the US after Donald Trump walked away from what he described as a bad deal offered by Kim Jong-un during their summit in Hanoi in February.
A series of elaborate rituals which form part of the coronation of King Maha Wachiralongkorn of Thailand are underway at the Royal Palace in Bangkok. Blending Hindu and Buddhist theology, the ceremonies are intended to mark the transformation of the king into a divine being, 2.5 years after he ascended the throne. The BBC's Jonathan Head in Bangkok has this assessment.
This is a king about whom there have been quite mixed feelings when he was crown prince, who waited a long time to become king, had a rather controversial lifestyle, does not enjoy the extraordinary affection, the almost intimate affection that his father did. But these traditions will remind Thais that he enjoys the same kind of religious blessing and an immense royal status as his predecessors, and that he is another king in that line. Of course, one must always remember, you're not actually allowed to discuss the status of the monarchy here. It is an official ideology that nobody can challenge. So knowing what the true feelings of people are is very difficult.
Jonathan Head reporting. The US city of Minneapolis has agreed a record $20 million settlement with the family of an Australian woman who was killed by a policeman in 2017. Justine Rushchik Demond was shot dead by Mohammed Noor after she'd called the police to report a possible sexual assault. Noor was found guilty of her murder on Tuesday. Donald Trump says he has had a positive discussion with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, about the crisis in Venezuela. Mr. Trump told reporters at the White House that during an hour-long phone call, they considered humanitarian aid for the country. A BBC correspondent in Caracas says it appears to be a significant softening of the US position. BBC News.